And to think that Dr. Seuss's first book almost went up in flames. You're on the Sound Beat.
When I leave home to walk to school, Dad always says to me, "Marco, keep your eyelids up and see what you can see."
And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street was the first book by Theodore Geisel, or Dr. Seuss, to millions worldwide. He took the manuscript to more than 20 different publishers before getting a deal, and very nearly torched it numerous times.
"Stop telling such outlandish tales. Stop turning minnows into whales."
Seuss did more than introduce the world to Grinches, Sneetches, and Wockets and Pockets. The fanciful, nonsensical, downright Seussical stories targeted young and beginning readers, revolutionizing a previously straightforward genre.
"Track, but all that I've noticed except my own feet was a horse and a wagon on Mulberry Street."
As a matter of fact, the hallmark Sam I Am was written with only 50 different vocabulary words. All in all, Seuss's books have sold an estimated 250 million copies, with no end in sight. So, want to listen to Sound Beat before bed each night? Get our podcast, tuck in, and turn off the light. Sound Beat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry.